Chapter 8, the only three things you can do with excess cash. Most people know one, some know two, no one knows all three. Will you? So what do we know about cash flow? It's good. Okay, my work is complete. Well, not quite. What else do we know? It's important to look at it once in a while so you can see if you're on. No, tell me it's not so. Spending more than you're making? You're not. Okay, phew. So we dodged a bullet on that one. So if you're not spending more than you're making, you must be spending, you guessed it, less than you're making. I'm liking the sound of this already. Let's say you earn $5,000 a month, but you only spend $4,000. That's called a surplus, or excess reserves. Or where I come from, that's just called good. And here's the beauty that most people haven't quite really thought about. What can you do with this extra money? There are just three things. That's right. Bellagio, Venetian, and the win. Vegas, baby, Vegas. Okay, no, that's not good financial advice, but you could spend it. That's the first thing you can do with extra money. Well, what's the second? If I were a good financial advisor, I might suggest you save it. You could put the money in your bank account. You could invest the money in a Vanguard mutual fund. You could buy a tax-free municipal bond. Okay, so with the extra money, you could spend it or save it. But there's one more option you have. Can you guess? You can pay off debt. Absolutely. Instead of spending it or saving it, you can pay down credit card debt, your mortgage, student loans, car loan, whatever. Extra cash is powerful. And the other cool thing is how your cash flow is connected to and affects your net worth. They are bound together. What happens to one affects the other. Or as Dr. Phil might say, they're in a codependent relationship. How's that working for you? So this is how it affects your net worth. When you spend money, there is no change. When you save it, that means cash comes in or goes to investments, your net worth goes up. Or if you pay down debt, this cash reduces liability, which also increases your net worth. To track your cash flow, it's easiest to use an online program such as Mint.com or software such as Quicken. These programs make it easy to see what you're bringing in and what's going out. Aim to review your cash flow at least once a month. So turn your finances into a game. Your goal should be to increase your net worth. By reviewing your cash flow, you can make better decisions. If you notice you're spending what you're making, or worse, spending more than you're making, you can see your net worth start to go down. But hopefully, just this awareness will cause you to make different decisions. Spend a little less so you have that extra cash at the end of the month. That extra cash is powerful. It can be used to buy more investments or pay down debt. Either way, your net worth goes up. Want to know something else that's cool? Have you heard of the mysterious blue line? Of course you haven't. That's why it's mysterious. But you will next.